We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3-1-1 and 2-1-1, from my experience and other people's, are broken.
Well, listen, my pledge, we will fix the 3-1-1 system,
there we
okay?
Go.
A promise from Mayor Bass, just one of the memorable moments from our KNX News Town Hall on Public Safety. It's April 17th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, apparently they needed to do a survey to find out.
People are not happy campers right now in Los Angeles.
And who's stealing goats?
They're very personable and, sorry,
and if they find them, please let us know.
But first.
Oh, wow, that is a fascinating question.
Mayor Bass spent Tuesday night right here at KNX, her first broadcast town hall since taking office. Took questions on a wide range of topics.
We cannot ever accept what is happening on our streets.
Revealing at one point she pushed for the city to buy the graffiti towers until she realized it would cost $850 million. One of the biggest moments came when Drew from Sherman Oaks came to the mic.
Walk down the street and see a person half naked, half dead, asleep. We don't know. Yeah. And running the station, I don't want to become the kind of person who just circles around and walks away.
Right.
And the question is, who should we call? Is it an emergency? Is it a 911 job? 311 and 211, from my experience and other people's, are broken.
Yeah.
Took me 48 minutes on the phone.
Yeah, no, that's
and 40
crazy.
Minutes on the chat.
The mayor's response?
You know, let me apologize for 311. We really are. We do know that there's a lot of problems with 311, and we are trying to address that. But if you see somebody, you are left with 911 because sometimes you don't know whether they're alive or not, or whether they're overdosing, and you need somebody to come. And that's not a 311 call. That's a 911 call. I was with the 911 operators this morning, by the way, and they're way understaffed. I mean, they're understaffed over 100 911 operators.
She says that's why she's working to hire more of them. But in the meantime, Charles Feldman put the 311 system to the test.
So let's see what happens. So for those of you listening, not watching, can we hear that?
Yeah. It just... Continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, 311 is currently closed. Please
continue. Whoa! In fairness, the 311 phone line does close at 7 p.m., but I guess the question is, should it?
Well, listen, my pledge, we will fix the 311 system,
there we
okay?
Go.
All right. You can watch, listen to the whole town hall on demand, knxnews.com/town hall. Worth checking out. People across L.A. are stressed out and anxious and worried, mainly about the high cost of living. Renters having a really tough time, wondering if they're going to end up out on the street. John Baer dug into this quality of life survey coming out of UCLA.
I spoke with Zev Yaroslavsky, the former LA County supervisor, who's now the director of the Los Angeles Initiative at the Luskin School at UCLA. His take on their survey?
People are not happy campers right now in Los Angeles.
He says there are quite a few people who haven't come back economically from where they were before the pandemic.
So they have less money to spend, and what they have to spend is it doesn't buy as much as it used to.
He tells KNX News, even the affluent are being squeezed, but tenants especially are feeling the pain.
You know, 38% of renters go to bed at night worried about losing their homes. Those are the people who are really on the bubble.
But they also found some slivers of light, some optimism in the survey.
People are very satisfied with their with the neighborhood in which they live. They give a very high rating to relations between different races and religions. They're very, very satisfied with their health care, especially older people because of Medicare.
But he notes the overall survey shows there's a perfect storm of unhappiness about the quality of life here in Los Angeles.
And in the meantime, home sales dropped almost 8% last month compared to February, second biggest decline from a year ago. California Association of Realtors saying sales lost momentum, but the market is still competitive. Median prices hit a seven-month high, but houses are selling faster than last year. The CAR president says on the supply side, number of properties being listed is also up. It's been 7 months since a grandfather was shot and killed in Southgate after he answered a knock at the door. Margaret Carrero says despite a $30,000 reward being offered for any information, investigators haven't gotten any leads up to this point.
Seeking justice and closure for the family of Hector Asensio Sr., authorities are looking to the public for help. Darren Arakawa is Southgate's police chief.
We feel confident that someone has information, and we are hopeful that the reward money leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects or suspects involved can help generate movement in this investigation. We owe this to the Asensio family.
He says their lives were forever changed last September 16th. Lieutenant Daniel Viscara is with the LA County Sheriff's Department Homicide Bureau.
Hector and his wife had just returned to his son's home on the 2500 block of Glenwood Place in the city of Southgate. Hector and his wife were babysitting their two grandchildren. Shortly after returning to the home, Hector heard a knock at the front door of the residence. Hector answered the door and was met by a male who fired one gunshot, striking Hector and causing him to collapse to the floor. Hector's 9-year-old granddaughter witnessed the incident.
He says Asensio died at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Homicide Bureau, Southgate Police, or Crime Stoppers.
To Ontario now.
They're very personable and... Sorry. And if they find them, to please let us know.
Where the message is, we just want our goats back.
That's the message from Kim Drake. Her and her husband have owned Drake Family Farms in Ontario for several years. She says when one of their employees showed up for work yesterday morning at 7 a.m., their dogs, normally calm when she shows up, were barking.
They were upset and trying to tell her something was wrong. And so she went and found that we had goats missing in our pregnant goat pen in the back of our farm.
12 goats in all were taken. They checked surveillance video, saw a truck that pulled up around 11:15 Monday night alongside their fence. Kim says whoever took the goats knew what they were doing.
So it could be people we've taken on tours. It could be, you know, someone we've done business with. It was someone who was familiar with the setup of our farm.
She says she does not think it was an employee and that Ontario police should be doing more to help them. The Drakes are offering a $2,500 reward for any information leading to the recovery of the goats. You can find more information about them at Drake Family Farms on social media. Pictures of the goats are on our website at knxnews.com.
The LAPD is looking for 10 to 20 suspects in what they call an active retail theft ring after a series of robberies in Boyle Heights in South L.A. Department's Organized Retail Crime Task Force says these men are 15 to 25 years old, and some are probably LAUSD students. The cops say the thieves arrive wearing hoodies, take what they can grab, leave on bicycles. Say they can be violent, using force against witnesses and employees. Big victory for Disney. Anaheim City Council has given approval to the big Disneyland expansion project. Companies agreed to spend almost $2 billion over the next decade. Anaheim Mayor Ashley Aiken tells us construction could go on for decades on about 57 acres of land that Disney already owns.
We don't have any plans that are set in stone, but right now we just know we're trying to move what they're allowed to do from inside Disneyland and inside California Adventure to some of the parking lots they own in other parts that are adjoining to the park.
Despite some opposition, Mayor Aiken says Anaheim residents are going to benefit from it.
This is not just about Disney building their magic in Anaheim. It's about making sure that our residents and the people of Anaheim are also being able to realize their dream. And we are able to use and have the resources to invest in our residents, to partner with our schools, to make sure that our neighborhoods are safe.
Disney has agreed as part of this to give Anaheim $30 million for affordable housing, plus another $8 million for parks. Final vote on the expansion plan is next month. And that's the LA Local for this April 17th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Stay connected. 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker. Play KNX News. Odyssey app. Search for KNX. Listen anytime, anywhere. We are back with another one tomorrow. In the meantime, go to Apple Podcasts, search for the LA Local, and hit the follow button, and you can get the LA Local on your phone every day. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.